Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:37 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is February 14th. Well, this pause that we're seeing in global stock markets persists in here. Starting off in Asia this morning, the Shanghai A-Share Index was down just a tad. It continues to hold in the region of its recent rally highs. The Nikkei was stronger by about 0.6%, and the Topix Banks Index was quite a bit stronger in here today. These continue to extend their short-term rallies from really quite depressed levels. Now, that was on the back of the intervention by the Bank of Japan and the adoption of an inflation target. More on that in a moment. The Hang Seng was stronger, but not by very much, only about 0.15%. It was a pretty similar story right across Europe. The majority of indices were down on the day, but again, not by very much, less than a quarter of 1% in a number of cases, and most below half 1%. And into the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones was up a tad, the S&P relatively unchanged as well. The Mexican index was down about just under 1%, and the Brazilian index, having posted really quite an impressive upward dynamic yesterday, countermanding the downward dynamic that it had the day before, was down today by about 1%. So following an extremely good rally and back above the 60,000 area, it seems to be consolidating now in the region of the 65,000 and unwinding the short-term overbought condition. A number of those Asian markets, such as Singapore and Taiwan, have rallied back up to their October peaks. They're back above their 200-day moving averages now. They are a bit overbought in the short term, and they're unwinding their short-term overbought conditions. Some of the better-performing assets out there continue to extend their advances, and Apple is one of those. It extended its advance in here today. It's becoming increasingly overextended relative to the 200-day moving average, but it hasn't shown any clear evidence yet that it has encountered resistance in the region of the $500 area. A number of higher yielding assets, such as a number of the Master Limited Partnerships that I posted in Comment of the Day today, continue to also hit progressively higher highs. Now, they're also becoming increasingly overextended relative to their 200-day moving averages. And the likelihood of a pullback in consolidation and mean reversion is becoming increasingly likely for some of those assets. In the government bond markets, US Treasuries were stronger today by just under a full point, gilts by about half a point, and Eurobunds by about a third of a point. They've all found support at the lower side of 4 and 5 month ranges, and they're rallying back up towards their peaks. JGBs had spiked higher in early trading following the Bank of Japan's intervention, and continue to push back up towards the upper side of their range as well. The US dollar continues to strengthen in here, not in a particularly dynamic fashion, particularly against currencies such as the euro, but it is strengthening, particularly against the yen. The yen was the dollar was up 86 ticks against the US dollar, against the yen today. It's up above the 78 yen level now. So the 78, I suppose the Bank of Japan has delineated the 76 yen level as a Rubicon, where it doesn't want the yen to go very much above that. And 78 has been the other side of that range. It needs to sustain a move above this area to really suggest that yen weakness is more than a short-term phenomenon. There's reason to expect that that's what we're going to get on this occasion. The Bank of Japan have adopted an inflation target of 1%. That would suggest that the rather half-hearted attempts that they have put in over the last year to attempt to bring down the value of the currency might be at an end. They might be starting to attempt to get a bit more serious about bringing down the value of the currency. And perhaps the catalyst for that was that such a large number of the Japanese manufacturers have moved offshore with their manufacturing operations. They've grown impatient with the government and the Bank of Japan's really quite inept way of dealing with the strength of the currency. So perhaps that was a catalyst. We will see in the next few days to what extent the Bank of Japan is willing to continue to print yen and support the JGB market. That's all pretty good news for the Japanese market. The Nikkei has been rallying now for 6 weeks. Now, when one looks at that on a weekly chart, it doesn't look like very much at all. But it's rallied from 8,000 to 9,000. That's not an inconsiderable advance. And it continues to push back above its 200-day moving average. If it finds support at a progressively higher level on the next pullback, that will add additional confidence to the recovery scenario. But something that we pointed out in a review of Japanese shares last week is that there's an increasing number of shares breaking up out of 2, 3, 4, and 5 year bases. That suggests that demand is returning to dominance beyond the short term. That for at least those shares, those are leading shares, they're not only outperforming on an absolute basis, but on a relative basis. They are temporal leaders because they're breaking out first, whereas the wider market is only rallying from the lower side of its range. These shares are actually breaking out of their base formations. That's really very positive. Now, the fact that you also have the bank sector moving to a position of outperformance in Japan is something that we haven't seen for really quite a prolonged period of time. Now, that doesn't suggest that this is all a slam dunk and that this is a high confidence call in Japan. There's still, it remains to be seen what action is going to be taken to weaken the yen. We've said for a number of years that a weaker currency was the catalyst required to drive speculative and investor interest in the Japanese stock market. We are starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel. Valuations have improved considerably. You are starting to see the banks beginning to move to outperformance. That's all really quite positive. But the weakness of the currency remains the missing ingredient. And if the Bank of Japan proves inept again, then the chances are that we're not going to be able to see the Nikkei break out of its base, or that the topics break substantially above the 1,000-point level. What we are seeing right now is that these markets are rallying from depressed levels, the lower side of their range. The topics retested its 2008 and 2003 lows in the last few months. It has, at a minimum, has a good chance of getting back up towards the upper side of the range. What it does once it gets there is still an open question. In the commodity complex, gold continues to consolidate above the $1,700 area. It's unwinding the short-term overbought condition. It's already broken the downtrend from the September peak over 1900. And provided it holds in this steady range, then we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. The other precious metals were all a bit weaker in here today. They have also become a little bit overbought in the short term, and they were due a bit of a consolidation. Silver in particular has been very steady below the $34 area. A push above that would suggest that demand is being reasserted. Crude oil. West Texas Intermediate is hovering below the $101 area, and Brent crude was up 23 cents in here today. It's still above the $118 area. It looks like a very tight consolidation in this region, and nothing has happened to really question potential for additional upside in oil. And that is a potential headwind for global markets. The higher we see higher oil prices have a delayed effect on the global economy, but we're seeing so many central banks introducing quantitative easing, printing money, flooding their respective markets with liquidity in an effort to stave off slowing GDP growth. That's particularly the case in Europe. And increasingly, we're seeing that Asian markets and indeed Latin American markets are easing their tightening bias. Higher oil prices have a delayed reaction, but the longer that they stay at such high levels, the greater the headwind is likely to be. And asset markets won't be immune from that effect indefinitely. But at present, what we continue to see is that markets are being buoyed by the amount of liquidity that is hitting the market. The Greek situation is likely to come to a head before March. The There were rumors this evening that the Greeks were willing to acquiesce to the additional demands that have been made by the European Commission. But follow through has always been the problem in this crisis, and we'll have to see what happens in that regard. In the meantime, government bonds continue to get back up towards the upper side of their range. The US dollar continues to rally, stock markets have paused, and some of the more overextended markets look prone to a pullback and consolidation. Apple, my short on Apple yesterday looks a little bit ill-timed, and I'm not going to be burning for the faith in here, but I'm willing to give it a little bit more room, because I do believe that there are a number of the better performing markets are becoming increasingly overextended, and the chances of a pullback and consolidation have increased really quite considerably. I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I wish all the best to all of you.